Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Is this the opening of that show?
This is the opening for Stranger Things.
It's a little creepy.
I mean, this is like one of the remixes they did on YouTube, but...
So this is a show with kids that was that takes place like in the 80s?
Yeah, Winona Ryder's in it.
Yep.
And she does a great job, by the way.
She's the mom now, right?
Yeah, she plays the mother of the kid that is like abducted by this creature. And
do they show the creature?
They
do. What is the creature? Is that giving too much away?
The creature kind of looks like a long, tall, extended alien, but the face has no face.
Okay.
It opens up into like teeth and everything.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy looking.
You said that you watched an episode or two of this, and then you're like, you should watch it. And I said, I don't think I could handle it.
I got into scary stuff. I got into it. And, you know, I usually don't like sci-fi shows. Like, I was never a huge fan of the X-Files or anything like that. Like, I just couldn't get into it.
Right, right.
But this is... I like this, A, because it takes place in the early 80s.
Right,
which
right.
is great because it's almost like watching a time warp. Like,
yeah.
There's so many nostalgic things.
And the kids were
in the
are
show.
Your age... That you would have kind of been at the time or not?
I would have been born, but...
Oh, they're even younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm younger.
You're younger than they are.
They would have been older.
I gotcha.
It would have been like
your
age.
For me, it would probably be... I was going to say, yeah, it's probably more closer to my age. Fine, Will. I'm embracing it now. I had my birthday 2 weeks ago. So, you
sat
yesterday and watched a show.
Yes.
Like, the entire first season.
Well, I was at my girlfriend's over the weekend, and... I had watched the first two episodes over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, I sat down. I made myself some chicken nuggets, and I watched from episode 3 to episode 11.
Oh, my
gosh.
The
whole season.
Where was your girlfriend? Shouldn't you have been, like, maybe taking her out to dinner or something?
She had work in school. She didn't even get out of work until, like, 6, 7 o'clock, and then she had an hour drive over. So I had pretty much from when I was... At home, got home at like 1:30, till like 8 o'clock, and I binge-watched all the episodes.
Here's the thing about this now. I love TV. I have always loved TV. I loved TV when I was a kid. I love the anticipation of watching a show. Binge-watching is crazy.
Yes.
It like ruins you forever. It just ruins things, but it's so good while it's happening.
You had so much planned to do that day.
Yes.
And you're like, nope, not doing any of it. I'm going to sit on the couch, and I'm going to watch this until it's done. It's almost it's almost like that is your goal. Like, that is your mission. You have a mission.
Yeah.
And you're going to watch it until the end. And a lot of it, like this show, I couldn't stop. Like,
right, you just can't. And the way they set it up, like, it just keeps going.
You have the option to stop. I could have stopped if I wanted to. But I'm like, I've got to see what's next.
Here's what happens to me, okay? Now, I've binge-watched quite a few shows. Only one really was before I had kids, and that was Game of Thrones. Because I was maybe three, four seasons removed, and all of a sudden one day, I just said, I'm going to start watching this. And then I became obsessed.
Yeah, you get addicted.
I would sit on a Sunday and just watch, like, the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the entire fourth season. I got it. For me, maybe because it's my creative side, I get so into it that I'm like, I am engrossed in that world. I was calling my husband like made up weird Game of Thrones names for a while.
But you've binge watched things other than new things as well.
Well, like Wonder Years.
Wonder Years, you binge-watched for, like, weeks.
Because I got the DVDs after they had never been released for, like, 20 years.
You were watching some janky YouTube versions first. That, like,
but
they had changed the voice. They had, like, helium voices. The screen was so tiny, you could barely even see who it was.
I know.
And
by the way,
you were like, I'm just going to buy the entire season.
I finally gave in. And by the way, I was doing that while I was at work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was work.
But you know what I did over, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas? I binge watched Gilmore Girls, which that's been the hot one this
fall.
And it was horrible because, like, when you're a parent, you are so upset. You'll find any spare time to try to watch it. And then you're like, I need to put this down. Mm. I have responsibilities to take care of the children.
And now that you can watch these things, like, on Netflix, I could have watched it on my phone. I could have watched it on a tablet.
Yes.
Anytime. And there, anytime, anywhere, you can binge watch a show. You don't just have to see it in front of your TV
at
the house.
It's awful. I didn't know that you could have the Netflix app and watch them on your phone.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what my latest one was? You were making fun of me for this Friday Night Lights. Over Christmas break, and then, like, ever since that. And you know what I'll do when I get towards the end? I will slow it way down. Like, I won't binge watch them. I'll be, like, I've got through, like, four seasons, and then the fifth season, I'll, like, slow it. Because I don't want it to end. I don't want the magic to end. I'm loving it.
And here's the problem. Once you're done binge watching a show, like, this one is the first season. So I know there's going to be another season.
But you're going to have to wait a long
time. And now I'm
going
to have to wait and watch it. But
do you have, like, the feeling of emptiness?
After you binge watch a show, you want to immediately start binge watching another one.
Yes, because you've got, like, that whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. An urge, an itch, an addiction.
An obsession.
Obsession?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do next?
A problem.
A problem. That's it.
I don't know what I'm going to do next.
You got to find something else.
Well, here's the problem. I start watching shows on Netflix to see if I can get into them. I thought I'd really get into the Frontier one. It's got Jason Momoa. He played Drago on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, Frontier, he plays like a Native American and in like the 1700s.
Yep.
This should be a good one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Couldn't get into it.
You didn't like it?
Couldn't get into it, no.
You need something else. Well, you still kind of were catching up on Game of Thrones not that long ago, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm all caught up on that.
I'm ready for
the next to last season.
Yeah. I'll give you some more suggestions.
Well, we want to hear from you at 855-9610-961 this morning. Talking about binge-watching shows, what is a show that you have binge-watched? You have sat down and you watched from the beginning to the end, whether it be on DVDs or on Netflix or however you've watched a show. Maybe they had a marathon on TV.
Yeah.
And you decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the entire marathon. I know people who have done that with The Walking Dead on AMC.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They play it from the beginning to the end. They've taken their whole weekend that show.
Yeah.
So let's hear from you this morning, 855-961-0961.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.